All right, we have a gavel-free meeting. I have never used one in any of the other meetings I've led, so we're going to start off today calling this meeting to order, and I'd ask that you would join us in our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I can't remember the pledge.
Nonetheless, thank you for coming today. This is the opportunity for anybody to come speak. Mrs. Thomas, you represent the public today. You have anything you'd like to approach and speak to us about? It has. I've been told that too, and it served me well. All right, we have personnel actions before us, and the chair would take a motion to approve.
I would move personnel actions as listed.
Second. For no further consideration, Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Next, we got consideration of claims. Anything that you'd like to speak to?
I would like to make note, first of all, that the claims look a little high this week at $1.6 million. However, I'd like to point out that $800,000 of that is a bond repayment. So right away, we'll take half off the top. The second one I'd like to make note of is at the bottom, near the bottom of the claims, is we did have a need for a special processing of about a $200 check. A vendor who was prepared, was doing some work on a vehicle, does not want to set up an invoice account. And so we actually had to cut a check the old-fashioned way. And with that, I would move that we approve the claims.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Moving to our consent agenda. Anything you want to pull out, talk about?
There are. I'd like to pull out items number 9, which is the Sirius contract. Item number 13, lost property, which is a resolution. And item 15, Ames Golf and Country Club. I would move that we approve all but those three.
Okay, I've got an old copy I was using. Okay, so you said 9.
9.
Is that the acknowledgement of the sheriff's
no,
office?
No, I'm sorry. It's 11. Sorry,
okay, 11.
11.
11.
13 and 15.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda with these other items. Let's take them one at a time. Well, let's approve the consent agenda and we'll take the individuals. Take a motion for the consent agenda, withdrawing the three noted items.
I so move that we do that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Jay? Aye. There we go. Okay. Let's take them off. Check them off one.
Okay. Item number 11, Sirius Computer Solutions. And I would just like to note there's nobody here today, so I'll let IT know afterwards. There's a typo, a clerical error in the actual invoice. The invoice shows running from 8/1/2017 to July 31, 2017, and so that invoice needs to be corrected to take us through July 31 of 2018. So I move on to the next one, which is item number 13, and if you read the resolution, it is very, very vague. So I did some investigation this morning. I mean, vague as in we don't know what it's referencing at all. I did some investigation this morning and discovered that this is part of the process that we approved this resolution, directing the auditor to note that cash is going to be turned over to the State of Iowa Great Treasure Hunt. This is money that was turned in at several different instances to the Ames Police Department, and they have done their posting procedures. They have now, the Ames Police Department provided me with a list of the actual amounts that were turned in and by the people who turned it in, so the finders. But then the check itself came to the Story County Auditor's Office, as was appropriate, and then the Auditor's Office sent it over to the Great Treasure Hunt. But the paperwork didn't follow the check. So we now have a complete package. And with that, I would, now that we can add this documentation, I would move that we approve this one and the previous one for Sirius.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve from our consent agenda items 11 and 13. Olson.
Aye.
G. Aye. All right, last one, 15.
Last one is 15. I appreciate you guys being here. I hadn't really contacted you. I was just going to make note once again of we're being asked to approve the zoning permit and the site development plan. This is tricky. But actually, the owner of the property is Ames Golf and Country Club, and this site permit application is in Bella Holmes' name. And the application does say that if it is someone other than the property owner, we need to have some kind of acknowledgement from the property owner. And that acknowledgement was not attached. So I just would, you have it, correct? Okay, I just wanted to make note of that, given the fact that we have dealt with other Ames Golf and Country Club and the entire Irons out scenario out there, and that is Bella Holmes.
You can definitely get that.
Yes. So I would put that put a condition on it. So with that, I move that we approve item number 15 on the consent agenda with the condition that the acknowledgement of the owner that the contractor is doing the work.
Fair enough. I second. So we have a motion and a second to approve number 15 off our consent agenda. Without any further discussion?
Aye.
Aye. Done. That speeds us right along to our public forum, because we have no department presentations today. And I would say at this point, anybody else? Seeing no one, as Rick would say, moving to the mic. Liaison assignments, committee updates, and announcements.
I think I gave mine last week, considering my week is pretty much in the office trying to catch up before I take off for that transportation summit.
Sounds like my job, too. I have done some follow-up on some drainage districts issues. We got an invitation yesterday from Secondary Roads after we had a retirement presentation for Craig Ferris, and we wish him well as he leaves us after 34 years. And it turned out he got a chance to talk to a property owner. I'm going to do some follow-up on that. I got an agents and resources meeting here down in Des Moines, which is nice because I think I'm the youngest guy in the room. And they have wonderful bagels. And I have my weekly AEDC tour of East Story County on a going forward basis. We have a myriad of small things. And that said, I kind of have that same week that Laura does. So.
I would move that we adjourn.
I would second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.